soldiers and military forces being amassed around Ukraine. For the second time, in fact, in less than a year, there were forces massed around the same areas in April. They were withdrawn to their barracks. This time round, they've remained poised to threaten, potentially even invade Ukraine.
My guess is he will move in. He has to do something.
So what the satellite images show is a build-up of quite traditional military equipment, trucks, armored vehicles, encampments for soldiers. But the thing I'm particularly interested in is the extent to which the Russian Federation, if it is to invade further, commits its air force and its air power to this point. Because I think a land commitment by the Russians would probably not be enough to be able to achieve a sort of a rapid thrust into Ukraine that delivers a short, sharp, and very violent, very destructive message. Could enhance those forces, sending its troops over the border uncontested, perhaps even try to instill some kind of breakout operation so those two separatist republics move their borders further west and take more territory. The next sort of option that Russia might have is to try to take new territory, and it could bring forces in from multiple directions. I think what Russia and Vladimir Putin would be really after would be to defeat the Ukrainian armed forces in the field, inflict a crushing military defeat that humiliates the Ukrainians, and by extension creates concern that the backing Ukraine has from its allies in the West, the US and the UK, is insufficient to protect Ukraine. If Russia doesn't commit these troops to battle, both sides, NATO and Ukraine on the one hand, and Russia on the other, will try to claim some kind of victory. And I think it's really important not to just jump on the bandwagon and say, well, Russia never committed those troops to battle, Russia has been deterred. Actually, what Russia will probably say that they've achieved, and Putin and Lavrov will say they've achieved, is to bring this question of further NATO enlargement to greater prominence than perhaps it ever has.